This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Easter is almost upon us, and from 3 to 7pm on Friday the 18th of April, the farm at Wells Green in Fife is hosting a free Easter egg hunt for blind and partially sighted children so they can join in the fun. We're joined today by Pete Melville from the farm at Wells Green to learn more. Hi Pete, thanks so much for joining
us. Good to be here.
So what first inspired you to put on an Easter egg hunt for blind and partially sighted children?
Earlier in the year, I seen a video. I just came across this video. It was in America, and they were kind of doing a similar thing. And they kind of used little eggs that made a noise. And I thought, we could do that. That would be quite easy to do. So I put it out there to see if anybody would be interested. And it seems like people are, so it's good.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And whereabouts in the farm will the Easter egg hunt take place? Is it quite a big area or fairly small?
So we have a big shed that we kind of host Meet the Animal sessions every weekend, and that will be where it will be hosted, really. It won't be much different from a normal Easter egg hunt. It's just it will be adapted slightly to suit people who are partially sighted, so because there's animals running around. So I thought about balloons to point to the area where the people can slightly see, but there'll be little chirpy eggs that could point them in the right direction, and they could just go around the farm and look for them.
Brilliant. And how can people come along and take part?
They can just come along. Just come along. Where I don't know if one person's coming or 20 people are coming. Just turn up and we'll get going.
Perfect. And will the young people need anyone with them, or what kind of clothes should they wear? I guess active clothes ready for hay to get in there potentially.
Yeah. So it is a farm. It's a very clean farm. But yeah, I wouldn't wear your nice white trainers anyway. But everyone will obviously need somebody with them. I think it's there is quite a few obstacles and there's animals everywhere. It would just be the same as a child who can see, you know. They wouldn't be allowed to go around the shed themselves as well. So it's not really a free-for-all, but it's pretty relaxed.
Yeah, it sounds like great fun and a great way to earn some chocolate. Alongside this Easter egg hunt, as you said, you kind of do regular activities that people can come along to. Are there any activities that would be accessible for blind and partially sighted children, or perhaps blind and partially sighted parents, or just people that enjoy farms?
Yeah, I mean, it's, we're not closed off to anyone, but we do have people come in with disabilities, and we're a farm, obviously, but we have made it partially accessible for wheelchairs, and we do what we can, but that's what I'm saying, it is a farm, so it's quite difficult in some areas. But we run bottle feeding sessions for lambs. We bottle feed the lambs, the orphan lambs, so that is also available. I don't know if we'll be able to do that on the day. It's kind of booked out on that day. They'll definitely be able to see the lambs and feel them, and we'll get them involved in that as well.
Perfect. And what is your address, and how can people learn more or get in touch with you if they have questions?
So we are Wells Green Farm. We are in Fife. The postcode is KY85RU. If you just Google Wells Green Golf Range, it's basically the same place, and you'll be able to find it no problem. If you want to contact us, you can email me at pete@wellsgreen.co.uk, or just phone the farm, or get in contact and somebody would direct you to me.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Pete Melville, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and happy Easter egg hunting.
Thank you.